X.
Four ZLK mobile.
Dane, hope you had a good night.
They lost a trailer down there in Atlanta. They kept saying it was in Virginia, but that couldn't be right. It turns out they were giving me the wrong trailer number.
This is more often than we realize, doesn't it?
Well, the trailer, when they loaded it, wrote the wrong number down on the paperwork. And that's where it started there. But it cost me an extra hour of driving around looking for it and going up to the office and trying to get them to straighten it out.
Convince somebody to do their job.
It didn't cost me an hour. It paid me an extra hour, at least.
All day, so that's good.
Moved to Greensboro one night. Brought a trailer back, and it was supposed to go to Chicago. They put the wrong paperwork on it, but they had it filled out. I did everything I was supposed to do. They had it labeled as coming this way, but it was actually supposed to go to Chicago. So I brought it down, and they paid somebody else to take it back up.
I guarantee you that happens more often than we realize, and it's easily done. I mean, you get somebody that just transposes a number, and that's all it takes.
First time it's happened to me, though. Well, second time, I guess, with the first time I've had to search for one like that and couldn't find it. But we've had a couple guys that have brought the wrong trailer back just by seeing one that was one number off and thinking it was the one they were supposed to take. But if you look at the paperwork and the seal and all that, it shouldn't be that difficult. You should be able to figure it out.
Somebody that's just, I mean, even mildly dyslexic, and that's easy to do. I have that problem. I have to watch stuff like that really close.
Beth struggles with zeros and sevens for some reason. If she sees them, she transposes them. So if a number's got one or the other or both in there, she'll somehow transpose them.
Did you have a good night?
It's a little heavy, and I'm a little tired, but I'm good. I've got maybe 5-6 more miles to go.
I'll be around to help you with it if you need me to. I'm done making my first stop, and I'm on to my second one. I got a few miles before I get there.
Really? But yeah, traffic is horrendous right now down here on coming into Greenville. It's just awful. People are driving like idiots. Must have too much Halloween candy last night.
Sugar and nowhere to go, right?
But there was an entrance ramp and cars were coming around and nobody could get over because all the traffic and people just came over anyway and it just almost came to a dead standstill right in front of me.
It's amazing, a little bit of common courtesy for your fellow man, how far it would go on the interstate some days. But Eric said there was a wreck, I believe, around Pelham Road this morning when he was on his way in.
I'm hoping it's not going to be backed up before where I need to get off, so it doesn't look like it yet.
We're bound on 85, aren't you? He said the southbound side was the one blocked up, but I could be wrong. He was breaking up pretty good this morning.
And I think the one I heard was close to Woodruff Road or close to 385 and 85, so they said it was northbound. But we'll see. How's the radio sounding this morning, though?
Good. Mine is, too, for this morning. I don't know what. I didn't find anything wrong with it. Didn't change anything. But it's working this morning, so we're just going to go with it.
Home while I was off, and I tested it out at home, and it seemed to work fine at home. So I'm thinking it might be something in my coax. I'm going to try to swap that out. Because it's been really struggling, so.
I'm with you there. But I didn't even change that. I mean, I didn't literally change nothing about mine. I did install a 10-meter radio in the truck. But other than that, and an antenna out there on the mirror with it. So maybe that changed something. I don't know.
Antenna your 2 meter?
Too far apart, but they're about maybe a foot at the most.
Some direction out of it with it having a reflector like that.
Let's see. Kind of hard. I can't put it on the other mirror, or it gets knocked off because of the trees. So I have to put it over here on the driver's side of the truck, so it kind of limits where you can do anything.
Take out lights off of the older trailers, too. But all the new trailers have these little LED lights, but the old ones have these plastic-covered lights that stick out an inch or two off the side of the trailer. The trees will knock them off.
Well, I try to stay out of the trees because I don't want to scratch up my truck. But, man, I'll tell you what, they could really trim a lot of trees around this county.
Things they could do.
I expect the tractor and trailer drivers to trim them for them.
Well, I did. I seem to trim a lot of tree branches on some of the two-lane highways.
I mean, you start paying attention to it, and it's amazing. They'll just let the trees grow out over the road, and the only thing trimming them is the trucks going through there.
If you look close, you'll see that L-shaped or that square-shaped where the truck goes by, and it keeps the trim down as the tree goes around that shape.
I was looking yesterday. 276 there in Traveler's Rest, and pretty much the whole road's boxed in by trees with that L shape, and they stretch all the way out over two lanes of traffic, but the only thing stopping them from coming down is the height of the trucks.
Okay, yeah, I see that all over. I made it to my exit, so it wasn't backed up this far.
KX, I hope you have a smooth ride on in and nothing, no problems on your way home to get you some rest.
I appreciate it. Hope you have a good day. I'm going to let you go because I'm in a real low spot here and then I've got to make a couple turns. So maybe I'll catch you on the way home. KO4HKX, N4ZLK.
Hey, be careful out there and I'll catch you on down the log, KO4HKX. I'm clear.